Jean Sizemore, date of birth 12/12/39. This is an 84-year-old woman currently in hospice with end-stage dementia, period. New paragraph. Oh, date of visit is 7/8/2023. Patient also suffers from hypertension. Her current medication includes lorazepam and Norvasc, period. New paragraph. Patient has been having issues with ear itching and urticaria. Patient recently has been on numerous medications, including triamcinolone, acyclovir, nystatin, and hydrocortisone, period. New paragraph, at one time she was tried on PO steroids, which the daughter thinks made the biggest difference, period. COVID immunization is up to date. She's she has two children. She lives with her daughter, who's her primary caregiver, Kim. Her dementia is worsening to the point that she's unable to speak. She also had a stroke between October 15th and February of 2023, which has left her pretty much nonverbal and bedbound. She also suffered from sepsis and is now more confused, period. On exam, her vitals are stable, heart pulses, home pulses are still, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. There's a faint rash about the abdominal wall where the diapers meet the skin. Also, there's rash around the breast and chest wall and some on the back. The rash blanches. It's mildly inflamed. Assessment, subsequent dermatitis. I suspect this is most likely a dermatitic problem. I do not believe this is a drug eruption. Period. I'm going to start her on prednisone, 15 milligram, twice a day for 5 days, and taper over the next 15 days. Next number is end-stage dementia. Next number on hospice with dementia. Next number is not improved. Next move would be to do a punch biopsy. But I've explained to the daughter that I suspect that would not be necessary. Thank you.